Hello.
So Gisella and I met this past school year because she's one of my coworkers. She knows she's another CA, but she's been doing it. So this is her second year, third
Yeah,
year.
this is my second year, and I'll be returning in the fall again.
So she'll
So,
have done it 3 out of 4 years. Have
yeah.
you been at Vista all 3 years or switched it up?
Yeah, I started at Vista. I had like a weird situation where they gave me a place in G, actually. So I was where Acacia, or I was supposed to be where Acacia currently is, right? But then I had like purposefully failed a class that semester. I was like, okay, it's past the withdrawal deadline and there's no recovering. So I'm just gonna fail it and retake it over summer. But then that like lowered my GPA enough to
Oh
where I
no.
needed to like basically I didn't meet the GPA requirement for the
Yeah,
position.
yeah, yeah.
But they didn't tell me that until like halfway through summer. And they were like, we have to remove you. And I was like, well, that sucks.
And so now you have to look for a new place and everything.
Yeah, so it ended up working out because they had an open space in Villas, which is non-Barrett, so the GPA requirement is a little different. But yeah, like literally the end of that summer, my GPA had bounced back anyway, so it was fine.
Oh, yeah, because
It
you
was a
retook
silly
the class and
situation though.
everything.
But yeah, so I've been literally in the same room since fall of 2022.
And it worked out too because last semester was scary class-wise and GPA-wise. So it just
Yeah.
because Giselle's a girl boss and she's as is it aerospace engineering major,
Yeah,
which is
aerospace
insane.
engineering.
So you know
Really?
she's
Don't ask
doing
me
God's work
why.
over there and not through me. Good for
Something like that.
you. What do you want to do with that? Do you want to like
So
work in industry?
that's an amazing question, and I wish I had a great answer for you, but I don't. General ideas are like I would love to do more like rocket design.
Oh.
My concentration is astronautics, so I definitely want to get more into like the space industry rather than like missiles and fighter jets and military aircraft. Not really about that.
Okay.
Especially because like I'm Middle Eastern, so if I'm working for like Lockheed Martin or Raytheon, I am literally building the things that are getting sent to my homeland. That's crazy.
Yikes.
Like I don't think I
Yeah,
could do
let's send
that.
it to space instead. We can deal with that.
Exactly. Yeah, so like maybe even satellite work, or I've always been really interested in what's going on with like the International Space Station. I like to keep up with that stuff. That's just like the gist
Awesome.
of it. I really need to get like an internship to figure out specifically what I want to do, though.
Yeah, I was like NASA internship. That sounds like what you need to be
It would be
doing.
beautiful, yeah.
Funny thing is, Giselle and I obviously met in July, like with the training or whatever, but she scared me because she's an intimidating girly. She has a crazy RBF. So I was like, and she's really cool. I was like, she's like too cool for me kind of thing. Like there was the little clique of like returners kind of. And so she was kind of just like one of the like cool girls. And then the fact that she's like very strong, confident. I think very much like me, which is funny that like even though it's like the same behavior that probably I exhibit, it still intimidates me. Anyway, so it took me a while to even really talk to her. And then we talked and I was like, actually, she's so cool. I love her. And then we became friends like end of last semester.
Yeah, that's
Have
so
you guys?
funny because I get that all the time, like that I'm very intimidating. And I'm
You're
like,
scary looking, man. You're scary
I
looking.
think I'm very nice. Like,
You are. The impression I've got so far is that you're very sweet. And so I can vouch for you on that.
appreciate that.
Did you guys start talking during the orientation or like you had a shift together and that's when I they think it like was a desk started? shift, is what did it for
Yeah.
us.
Yeah, we definitely yapped through an entire desk shift. I remember I wanted to know where Acacia got a top from because we are both like
Yes.
top heavy girlies. And I was like, I need to know because it's really hard to find like well-fitting clothes for my size. So I remember that being one of our like first interactions. And I know that she was also friends with my roommate at the time. And like my roommate had nothing bad to say about her, of course, because Acacia's amazing. So I was like, let me get to know this girl.
That was our first conversation we ever had, as you asked me where one of my tops is from.
Yeah, and that was during our like training stuff,
It
like prepping.
was. It was. And then we didn't talk until like a desk shift we had
Yeah.
together. And then that's when
Right.
we really talked. And then she had a desk toy, a little canoodle that had been on
Yes.
TikTok. And she succumbed to the TikTok ad and got one, and then I did that at desk a lot.
Be fair, I had been seeing it for so long and I was like, I'm not gonna buy it. It's literally $12 for like a plastic toy.
Yeah.
Months, several months went by and I was like, I still want it, so I have to buy it now.
And it feels like you've been using it for a while, from what I've heard. Like, it's not like it's just sitting in your backpack. Like, you're making good use of that $12.
Exactly. I did get it on sale, so
Oh, perfect.
there
There you
you
go.
go. But yeah, it literally is always in my bag. So desk shifts, a little break while I'm at the library. And people love it too. Like whenever I bring it out in the library, everybody's like, wait,
No,
let me
because
try.
Gisela and I have met too. I was meeting with Acacia in the CC. Yeah, we had a brief
Oh,
conversation, and Gisela was
yes.
working the desk shift. And I do remember you pulling out that canoodle, and I was like, can I try? I've been seeing it everywhere. Like, I want to see if I'm smart enough for this. I was not smart enough. You had to fix it after I couldn't figure it out. But it's a fun little pastime. Yeah, you
The
guys met
only
during the shift where we got the ghost call, which we
Oh
talked about on the
yeah.
podcast.
That was during the
I was
ghost
going to tell you
call.
guys to tell that story. It's a fun one. We already did.
Oh, did we?
We
Oh,
did.
darn. I was going to say, like, from the point of view of the two desk people, but I guess
That's
everyone so
already heard
funny.
it You would
before.
have just been receiving the call at the desk. Details. Which did you even pick up the phone, or did Milan pick up the phone?
It was Milan. Yeah. I didn't pick it up. And after he hung up, he just looked at me like funny. And I was like, what was that? And he explained it. I was like, what the heck? But
But let's give
luckily,
a
Acacia
little
was already
recap.
there.
We'll give a
We did
recap for our listeners in case they haven't listened to that episode. Yeah. Basically, a girl's had called claiming there was a ghost in the unoccupied bedroom in their room, but the door was locked, so they couldn't get in there. So they wanted us to go. Actually, it was locked, and so they just wanted us to go and check it out, and there was not a ghost, but it was still kind of sus and creepy. But like 3 or 4 episodes back, you can go find that whole story. That was interesting. Yeah.
A fun one. Any other crazy desk things happened in the last couple
Yeah,
months?
what is like the craziest thing you've ever dealt with at the desk slash on duty?
Oh, that's such a good question, because like most of my desk shifts, I don't even get a call. And like, I was just there this morning for 5 hours, nothing happened, like typical. But like, there was one time I was on call, and after doing my rounds, like walking the complex, I am coming back home, and it was a weekend. So we have to do like a 1 a.m. walk. So it's
You're so
literally like,
brave for doing that. I literally have, I think I've done that once. But
that's okay.
I'm rarely on duty on Fridays and Saturdays by design. So.
Yeah. This must have been a full year ago at this point. I think it was last spring. And I get home, and genuinely, the second I climb in bed and I like cozy up, ready to go to sleep, the duty phone rings, and it's the most atrocious sound in the world. And I
Oh.
pick up. It's my roommate, and she's like, hey, Gisella, like I accidentally went up to the fourth floor while I was heading home. We live on the third floor, like pure coincidence. And there's just somebody passed out right in front of the elevator, like directly in front of it.
Oh my
I was
God.
like, oh, let me come check this out, I guess. That's kind of crazy. And genuinely, like, I always think if she hadn't just accidentally clicked the fourth floor
Right?
button, like that dude could have just been there for I don't even know how long. That's just crazy. Like,
Yikes. So what did you
but
do? You went to him?
yeah, so I had to go up there. We're not allowed to touch residents, and there happened to be someone else like nearby. So we asked him if he could like fish for a wallet so we could see if
Yeah.
this guy has an ID. First thing I did was call 911, just to get someone over to
Yeah.
make sure he was okay, and then had to call our community director. It was
Wow.
nothing like insane. It's just like,
Well, had he just been drinking? Was he just drunk?
yeah, he was like
Yeah.
lying on his side, puke, not
Oh,
very cute and
lovely.
fun, but
Oh,
I'm just
no.
glad we like found him. I'm sure he
Yeah.
ended up okay, but the ID we pulled out, this kid was like, he looked like he was short, a little on the scrawnier side. I look at his ID and the year must have been like 1999 or 2000. I was like, sir, no, this is an 18
This
year
is
old.
a fake.
No, literally, I was like, this is Like, not even a little believable.
He had his fake in the front window of the wallet. That's the wild thing. Instead of
Yes,
like
he was the
behind.
first one we pulled out. Like,
Yeah, he was having a wild night, clearly.
apparently, yeah.
So,
That's
did the
hilarious.
ambulance come take him away or did he wake up?
No, yeah. So EMTs had to come pick him up.
Wow.
I didn't see him wake up.
Wow.
I
I'm sure
don't
they
know. Like,
rehydrated him in the hospital and whatever, and he was
yeah.
fine, but. Sending him
Yeah.
good vibes.
Classic Tempe case, though. Like,
Right. Have you had a crazy desk call before?
again, this isn't crazy, I don't think. It's just like dealing with parents is frustrating sometimes. That's probably like more annoying than crazy. It's just people calling, being like, my child isn't answering their phone and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, like, how long ago was that? And they're like, I texted him this morning and now it's 1 p.m. And I'm like, maybe your son has class or other things to do. Or maybe
Maybe
he
he's
doesn't want to
sleeping
talk to
it in,
you.
right? Why are you calling me?
No, literally. So it's so annoying, but.
A couple weeks ago, Gisella was actually on duty, but she hadn't gotten the phone yet from the person that had been on duty the night before because on weekends that's over at 8. And I was working desk, and a mom came in and she's like, I had just been talking to my son. Like, he was supposed to come down and meet me to like come home for the weekend. And I haven't heard from him for like an hour now. And I've been calling him, whatever. She even got up to his room, like his roommate limit, and she was
Oh.
banging on his door and he was not waking up, like to open the door.
Wow.
And she was like, he does have like a severe like nut allergy. So I'm like worried that something maybe happened. So I had to like call the CD and it was, did Hawk not tell you this? Because you had to write
No.
this in the duty log.
What? Wait, Javi told me that there was like a wellness check, and he was like, I asked, like, oh, is there anything I should make note of? He's like, no. And I was
Did
like,
this
okay.
not end up in the duty log?
I don't
It's off the
know.
record.
I might have only written it as like a wellness check rather than something
Okay.
like
Well, it was, I guess it
serious.
was kind of a wellness check because she had like, I wasn't gonna let her like have someone go get them if there wasn't a
Yeah.
security concern. And it's still crazy that she was able to get up there, but that's wild. Anyway, so she had been up there and could not wake him up. Anyway, so we do the whole thing, and it was May on call, but May was at the farmer's market because I called her and I could hear it in the background. And so she had Mike from Sonora covering her. And so Mike had to come meet up with Javi, who was covering you still. And they went to go up and they knocked first time the kid opened the door.
Are you kidding? What?
Yeah, all that. So that was crazy. And then another time, who was I on desk with? It was one of the boys. One of the boys was there, and this old woman called, and she was like, I'm on the floor. I
Oh
don't
my
know who
gosh.
to call. Like, do you remember who
It
was that that picked up the
was
phone?
either Emilio or Summick.
It
Cause
was Summick. It was
I
Summick.
was there. That was a weird call.
Were you like sitting with us at the desk?
I just came to hang out with you, I think.
Yeah, no,
I
that was
don't think
so
I was working.
bizarre. And so we called PD to like let them know like this lady was
But
calling
where
us and
was she?
she we don't even know she was in Tempe. I think we got her cross streets and she was like in Chandler and we're like, why are you calling this? And she's like, I don't know if like because like she kind of started out the conversation by saying she wanted to like hire a personal care assistant from ASU. And we're like, but she was like saying she's on the floor. I was like, this is a 911. It was so bizarre, man. That's the weirdest call that I've been around for. I haven't picked up the phone to that. I had an international student call from Sweden. About
Oh.
getting housing at Vista. And he called back like two times with questions about the portal after our initial conversation. And it was so funny. He figured it out somehow, but
I'm
that
still
was,
confused about this
yeah.
old lady. How did she get the Vista phone number and why did she think to call
We
desk?
could not figure this out. Summit was trying to like puzzle this out. We could not figure it out. It was so
And so
bizarre.
you
It
had to
was
call
so
the
bizarre.
police and tell them there's this old lady on the floor in
Yeah, we
Chandler.
just called the non-emergency line and we're like,
Yeah.
hey, just so you know, like, here's the phone number. Like, here's what
That's
she told
so
us. If you want to
funny.
go, like, check on her, like, yeah,
Wild.
that was super bizarre. That was super bizarre.
Yeah, some
Yeah.
fun stories out of that job. Half the time, it's just sitting and doing your homework, from what I've heard. But
Yeah.
every once in a while,
Yeah. exactly.
Paid
Yeah.
homework time at the desk. Love
Exactly. Although I
desk
don't get
people.
paid. You're a desk assistant, so you actually get paid. Also, I remember, I think what our second conversation was. The first one was like about the shirt, and then at our desk shift where I think like we really talked was I was asking you about Assyrian things because I was like, educate me because I don't
Oh.
know things. Because Giselle is the only Assyrian that I've ever met in my whole life. I don't know where you guys are concentrated in Phoenix, but not around Scottsdale. So I had never met
No,
Assyrian.
we're mostly in like Glendale and Gilbert. It's pretty much wherever we have churches. We do have Chaldeans around Scottsdale because we have a Chaldean Assyrian church in that area. But yeah, I'm sorry. I was still stuck on like hobby making that not like sound like such a big deal. Like,
Well, I
sorry.
mean, to be
Woke
fair, it
up. He
wasn't.
was
Yeah,
fine.
like I think because they didn't want to
He was
necessarily
like,
like
oh, it
have
was
any.
nothing. Like the fact that I'm just now hearing it, I'm like, what the heck? I was
Yeah,
on
that
duty.
kid just
But
caused so many problems for so many people. He could have just woke up when his mom was banging on the door. no, literally, because his mom
wondering if
had
she
to
was
like
knocking on the correct
wait.
door.
No, she was. No, because she was his roommates let the mom in and took her to his bedroom door and she was banging on the
Oh my
door and he was
gosh.
not waking. And
That's
so
insane.
she was also saying that he's just a heavy sleeper. She's like, he's a
Yeah.
heavy sleeper, but also he has an allergy. So like I'm concerned anyway. And then I because she didn't get to go back up there with them. And so they just called, he just called her like after they like opened, he finally woke up, whatever, and she was just yelling at him on the phone. She'd never do that again. That's so scary. Like it was like as
Yeah,
she's
no,
walking
I
out of
bet.
ECC, it was so funny.
That would freak someone out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, sorry. Our churches, we have two like big ones, or I guess three-ish, in Arizona. We have many in California, like the Central Valley, LA, San Diego as well, I think, and like I want to say one in the Bay Area in San Jose. And then, of course, Chicago, aka Assyria 2.0. Like, so many Assyrians live in Chicago. My family's originally from Chicago, but I grew up here.
I was
I
gonna
moved when
ask,
we were
when did
like,
they come here? Or was it their your grandparents, or like when did your family move?
so my mom actually had to flee Iraq as like a toddler because she
Okay.
was born during one of the wars. Couldn't tell you which one, I'm not gonna lie. And then my dad immigrated when he was 19 for college.
That's
So they both went to Chicago. My mom was raised there though. And my dad kind of lived in Syria and also Saudi Arabia because his dad moved back and forth for work. And I was actually just talking to my sister about this the other day, where like whenever people ask about my family specifically, it's actually so hard to like piece everything together because my parents don't really talk about their lives growing up in like Syria and Iraq. And I mean, especially my mom, because she was so young anyway, but like I feel like my dad has so many stories that he just like hasn't told us yet. And like we need to know. We need to know our history. And both of my mom's parents like have passed away, but it's like I want to know their stories as well. It literally came up like I want to say a year ago, after my grandma had passed, we were watching some old home videos, and one of her brothers was visiting as well. And one of these videos comes up, and there's like this huge celebration, and it was like hosted at their old house in like I want to say Skokie in Illinois. And I was like looking at the date on this video, and it's not like a holiday, it's not like anybody's birthday. So I asked, what was this big party for? What was going on? And my mom's like, oh yeah, like that's when we found out that your uncle Yusuf was released. And I was like, from what? And she was like, oh, he was a hostage for like 7 years. He was, and
What?
I was like, who's hostage? Who's they? Like talking about they captured him. I was
Yeah.
like, literally, who? And I still don't know the full story with that because
Oh,
like
that's wild.
my uncle was getting emotional, and I was like, I'm not gonna ask,
Oh,
but like,
yeah.
what are we talking about? Why do I not know these things?
Yeah, there's so much history there.
Yeah. I wish we could like compile it so I have something to like pass down because I was born and raised in the US, but I need
Yeah.
like My kids need to know their roots. You know, I
Sometimes you're
hear
gonna
them
have to
saying
interrogate your parents. Like we in my
my
family, like when family members get to a certain age, we have like a lifetime questionnaire video that we do. We
name.
film it and we interrogate them about their lives so that we have that to like know our people that passed away. So that could be a good thing to do.
No, Peter, the guy I work for, also did that with like his parents and his grandparents, and now they have like a whole filing system of just people answering all these lifetime questions. So it might be like a I've never heard of it before, but now that's two people who do it. Yeah. No, I get coming from an immigrant family too, because I was also born and raised here, and I'm so afraid that like when I grow up and I'm raising my kids, I'm not going to pass down half the traditions, because it's like I don't know, they're like I was raised with them, but it's also something else, like passing it down kind of thing. And so it's like always a battle, like how much Americanized am I? How much of the Indian roots do I want to pass down? And so it's stressful.
I was definitely raised in a house with like Western and Middle Eastern ideals, like being kind of conflicting all the time because my mom like grew up in Chicago. And one thing that always gets me though is like our language, because we speak a dead language. Like because we don't have a country with borders, we're just like a ethnic group kind of dispersed throughout the world. It's like that is one of our most important things that we need to pass down. And living here on campus, not being at home, I'm not using my Assyrian. Even though I am fluent, I'm always so scared that just like by not using it, I'm gonna forget it. I'm not gonna be able to teach it to my kids. And like, that is
And
like,
especially if you marry someone that's like not from that same background, then it's like, is that going to be a conflict? And how are they going to understand? And so, like, that's stuff I think about all the time.
Ideally, I would like to end up with an Assyrian man. Tough pickings, though,
So you've
to
said.
put it
Also,
so simply.
the good thing about you guys being the women is you have the most influence on the kids. So even if you both marry white men or non-ethnic men, then you can just speak the language to your kids and they'll
I'll
learn
start speaking when they're in the womb. Maybe that'll also impart
it.
something.
There you go. Yeah, I have the harder job of that. I'm gonna have to do, I'm gonna pick a language and just do it. I'm hoping I'm gonna marry someone not white that can help me out, but I'm worried that it's gonna end up being
But the
just
thing is,
me
you have so
also.
many options. You're like, he can be French, he can be Latino, he can be like, you know Portuguese a little bit, and
I
so
do.
you do have your options there.
I don't know. We'll see. Hoping, I don't know. God knows. Let's hope it's not. Let's hope it's not a white man, or it's a white man that speaks a language. We shall find out. We shall find out.
I've always thought that a more important factor for me was like religion. 'Cause I was born into a Christian family, and I've definitely gotten like more into my faith in the last few years. So I'm like at a point where if I'm gonna get into a serious relationship with someone that could lead to marriage, he just has to be a Christian and like an actual practicing Christian who can like help me grow in my faith and vice versa. Because I feel like raising a household with like two different religions or like
That's
one
tough.
religion and no religion, that's just like another thing that I'm always thinking about.
I know. There's so many factors there.
Yeah, you should have the narrowing of the pool, just putting on all the filters and the pool's getting smaller.
You're left with one guy. I'm like, okay. Gisella's actually
If
doing just fine on Tinder. Missed 7,000
that
matches or whatever it is. 7,000 likes or something.
it's a little higher.
It's a little
It's
higher.
over
Yeah, let's keep.
7,000 likes.
Wait, I'll literally pull it up and tell you
Because
how
she
many I
has Tinder
have
Gold because of her Chegg subscription, which is hilarious. So if
because
you
of
have
your
a,
Chegg subscription?
you get Tinder
No
Gold.
way.
It comes with like a 1 year trial. And to be fair, am I going on dates with these men?
No.
No. Basically, never.
Am I getting
But
likes? Yes.
yes. No. Am I getting some attention? Yes. Is that a
So
little
I thought
toxic?
Peg and Tigger
Maybe.
has a partnership. Those are
I
like two
know.
very
They're
unrelated.
trying to motivate the horny teenagers and college students to be good students. I don't know.
They found their target audience, I guess. They're like, if we're
No, they
talking to
really
college
did.
kids anyway, yeah.
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 We're at 97:32
Wow.
likes.
That's
I don't know what
wild.
the matches are. It doesn't show a
Yeah, because
number,
that's just likes. And then I always
but
like to scroll because I know she has so many likes. I like to scroll through and discuss because that's fun. Going through Giselle's match, that's also something we've always just talked about. We love to gossip about the guys.
yeah,
And
I remember that being the first conversation I had with Avantika too, was just about a man. On that note, Acacia referred to him as my boyfriend. He was not. We lied to your face. But the
oh,
thing is,
okay.
it was that stage of a situationship where it's like, don't know how to refer to this
The
person.
lines are blurred. The lines are
They were
blurry.
very, yeah.
So right now it's clear that it was a boyfriend. But back then it was like maybe
It was
not.
like, maybe, yeah. He has since been removed and blocked on literally everything, though.
Oh no, there's some
He's
gossip right
like,
there.
he's like, well, he's an okay person. He's not a bad person. He just did not treat you well. So that's why.
Yeah, no, he's just had some maturing to do.
As they all
Just
do. That's a very common
typical.
feature.
Yeah. He also, it happened like the week of Valentine's, where it like, I was like, I'm done. We need to cut this off. And as Acacia knows, I had been thinking about it for like
Oh,
a
yeah.
while before that too. Like I kept bouncing around the idea of like, I need to end this. But yeah, he came and visited because he lived in Texas or
I
lives.
do remember this
Yeah.
conversation. Yeah.
Long distance situationship. What
Yeah,
was she
yeah,
thinking?
yeah.
But yeah, he was visiting for that week and he basically was just going along with everything his little friends were saying. And, you know, who wants a man who's just gonna be a sheep and follow
Yeah,
his
is
friends
he
around?
visiting for you or visiting for his friends? Like, we gotta make that
Right.
clear.
Exactly, especially because we had solidified plans like a good week or two in advance of what we were going to do, when we were going to do it, and he flaked both times. So I was like, okay,
That's so
got it,
rude. Yeah,
understood.
absolutely not. Especially on Valentine's Day week. Like, no. Do you,
Exactly.
one question I did want to ask you about that, do you like believe that he never did anything with anyone else? Because I feel like it's very like atypical for a man to do a long distance situationship. Because like you guys were exclusive, weren't you?
I definitely thought we were exclusively talking to each other. And the week he was here, our other coworker, Megan, saw him on Bumble. And she showed me the whole profile. And I was like, this is very much up to date. And obviously, like, he's swiping because he's in Phoenix. So I was like, okay, maybe I am totally clueless, but I'd rather just, like, not know. Because I was very confident at first. I was like, he's definitely not. You know, we've had this conversation, but men lie
You're
sometimes,
right.
so
Sometimes we learn the hard way.
One of my other friends was just in a long distance relationship for it was almost a year. It was getting to coming up on a year, and the other woman DM'd her on Instagram and
Stop.
told her that he had been cheating on her for months.
Uh,
Oh my
the hey girly,
God.
I know you don't know me.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
And like
I
she had
fear
said,
the
I love
day.
you. Her parents and her grandparents had met him. Like
Oh
she flew out
no.
to spend Christmas with him instead of her family.
How does one do that for months? For
Yeah.
months, and you don't think to say anything or end anything. Oh
Yeah.
my
That's
gosh.
insane. And he like lied to like the last day about it too. He was like, we're not dating. And the girl was like, we're dating.
He just gaslit her. Oh
Yeah,
my
he was
God.
like, I don't know what she's saying, but she's lying to you.
Oh no. How far were they?
I was
Like,
like,
what
the
was the
girl
distance?
across the country.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So anyway, men are shit. We hate men.
Yeah. That's
Aren't
not
you
good.
both in committed relationships?
Yes. They're the
But that's so
exception.
scary. Oh my
That's it.
gosh.
No, I literally even like I was talking to Tyler about this the other day. Like most men suck. Like he's like in the little percentage of ones that don't.
Yeah, no, the odds aren't great out there, but I got
Yeah.
stuck with a good one, so happy
Yeah.
about
Well, also, you don't have to worry because Lucas lives in a town of like 10,000 people and he doesn't
that.
see women. So like
He's
you
like, do I sleep with my third grade teacher or like this person I met
exactly.
at church?
Yeah, there's like he doesn't interact with women except at the
No.
gym, but like
I
also
will
he's
say though, sometimes if you take our conversations out of context, it's really funny. I was talking to him about this yesterday and he was like, yeah, I was talking to a lady yesterday and she called me up and it's all, he works as a personal trainer at a gym. And so he's always like having conversations with like ladies at the gym. But if you take it out of context, it's like, oh yeah, and she called me and she asked to set up an appointment. So I'm seeing her this Saturday. I'm like, okay, everything's in context. We have to remember that. But yeah, no, he's a great guy. He would never
That
do
is funny.
anything.
Yeah, no, he's an upstanding one. So I'm
Yes.
not we're not
Yeah.
worried about him,
No, no,
thankfully.
no. Yeah.
I was also telling Acacia before we started, my first long-term boyfriend was just like super into me, always like putting in all this effort. Like he was a words of affirmation guy. I was getting those good morning and good night texts like back
The
to back to
attention was
back.
there. Yeah.
Yeah, and this was when I was like 17. So naturally, I was like, okay, so basically, dating is going to be so easy for me once I'm in college. Like, men will be
Like with all
obsessed with
these new
me.
guys.
Obviously, no, I not even close.
Yeah, it was kind of like that for me in high school too. I think everyone's just like so horny and you hang out with the same people all the time. And so I had like in quotations, four or five different guys that I had like something with at some point in high school. And so I
For
was like, oh,
real.
college will be like so much attention. But then in college, everyone's kind of isolated too. And it's like you don't talk to
Yeah.
anyone in your classes. It's only if you're in the same friend group or you hang out
COVID
like.
was also so hard.
Yeah, no, that's a big part of it. You're just stuck at
Yeah.
home,
Oh
obviously
my
not
God,
talking to anyone.
Gisella, this is also so funny. So Avantika and I are like pretty different people. Like we're like best friends because we have enough in common, but still, we're like pretty different people. She was talking to a guy during COVID that I ended up dating very briefly right after COVID, which
Yeah.
was crazy. Where there was another overlap. What was our, I feel like there was one other guy overlap.
Well, there was the one we just talked about before we started
Yes.
recording, and I do feel like there's one more.
Yeah, but it's just like bizarre because you're like, why
Yeah.
is the world so small?
I know.
Arizona's way too small
I
sometimes.
feel
I'm
like you go
like,
to one of the biggest universities in the country, and yet we're still talking to
and
the same
yet.
guys. How is this happening? Yeah, that's
Literally.
crazy.
That's also one of my motivations for looking through Gisella's Tinder is because I love to see some of the same men that I saw when I was on the apps.
Right. Yeah.
No, because
Parents
some
are
of them are on
everywhere.
there for years and years. Because I had Tinder freshman year, deleted it. I'm a junior now, and I'm seeing the same people. I'm like, you
Have they
guys,
updated their profile or it's still the same
some of
pictures?
the pictures are the same.
That's
It's
crazy.
so stupid. Like, do you guys not take photos?
They don't. Men don't, man. On
Unless
my
it's of a
study abroad in
fish.
Spain.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There's too many of those. A fish, a deer. Hate those ones.
Fish photos,
That one
automatic
scares
no.
me. I know.
Automatic no.
No, thank you.
Yeah. One of my friends was setting up a profile while we were like on our little Spain abroad trip last spring break, and he had no pictures. So I was like, this is the opportunity I've been waiting for. I did a whole little photo shoot for him. Every little spot we went to, we changed up his
Cute.
outfit, and we made him like a nice, presentable Tinder profile for Spain.
Right, as
And
you
it served him
should.
well. I think I did a good job.
Did it work?
Has it been
Is he
successful so
cuffed?
far?
Is he
Well,
cuffed
he's
or has he
cuffed
been seeing
now.
someone?
He is cuffed now, but it was someone he had met like pre-Tinder anyway. So
Okay.
I can't take credit for that one,
Damn.
unfortunately.
Damn.
But
Yeah, it was close.
yeah. No, yeah. I did something.
There you go. Okay, well, we should wrap up since Giselle and I both have places to be. I get to go work at the desk now, which is so exciting. Do you guys know what your song of the week has been? What have you guys been listening to on repeat lately?
I actually was brainstorming about this because I never have a song, but I've been in lab like so much this last week. And so I've been
Thesising, thesising.
thesising. Yep, almost done. Week and a half. I'm feeling good.
Oh my God, it is
But
only a week and a half away. Oh, that's
I
crazy.
know, I know. The playlist I've been listening to, or album, I would say, is the Hamilton soundtrack musical. It's classic, very good. And so if I had to choose like one song, I know. I would choose burn. That's a fun one.
Burn. Okay. Good one. That's I
Yeah.
love
It's a turn.
the
It's so
soundtrack.
good. Yeah. Especially when you have so much time, I'll just listen to it like from front to back. Yeah.
There you
I
go.
love
Gisella.
Chuck. Okay. I came prepared. I literally checked my Spotify stats because I was like, I can't pick a song. I'm too indecisive. So I'm just gonna let the stats speak for themselves.
There you go.
My top song was 77 Degrees by Mariah the Scientist and 21 Savage. Great
Okay.
song. If you guys are into like a little R&B, it's the vibe. And Mariah was actually performing earlier this month and I missed it. So
Oh
sad. But it's off of that new album that she's touring right now, so.
no. Okay, slay. Mine was sent to me by my friend Michael because it's by Angèle, who's a Belgian artist that we both listened to, and we went to her concert in Amsterdam last year. That was almost a year ago. Oh my God, that was in May. And she did a song with an Italian artist who I actually haven't listened to this Italian artist, but it's so good. I've been listening to it on repeat, and it's Sempre Jamais. So it's like literally half Italian, half French. Such a good song. So very, very good. Thank you, Mike, for putting me onto that. And then also the new of the Olivia Rodrigo extended Guts album, Guts Spilled. I have also been very much enjoying the extended songs. Obsessed is the only good one. The other ones are like she's trying to be Taylor Swift, but Obsessed is really, really good.
I
So.
feel like I'm going to have one off that album for our next episode because I started listening to it, but I didn't even get to the new songs. I just kept listening to the old songs.
Yeah, persist. Persist. Anyway,
I will.
thank you for being on Gisella. It was great.
Thank you for
Love.
having me. This was a fun and new
Of
experience for me.
There you go. See,
Yeah.
it's very chill. Everyone's like, oh my God, being on a podcast, but it's so chill.
Yeah, we just like talking. We're just girlies.
Exactly.
All
Exactly.
right. We will see
Okay.
everyone for our next episode.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.